This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
You are listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here.
Hi, Frank. Well, look, you know, we've been doing this. We've been co-hosting this show for a good number of years.
Yes.
And you've been a patient throughout those years as well. We had something that happened here more recently with yourself, and I'd like you to tell the story.
Of my injury?
Yeah, what happened?
And sure. I picked up something kind of heavy, felt a little twinge in my lower back. That, across about a week or a week and a half, developed into just an ache. I traveled, sat in an airplane, and then drove down to Fresno, where it just turned into something incredibly painful. I went to urgent care, and I had a good sports medicine doctor give me the big steroid shot right in the muscle where the pain was, which the pain subsided pretty dramatically, pretty quickly, for about 5 days. But at the end of the 5 days, sciatica started in my right leg, and it was incredibly painful, literally to the point where I was in tears. Went to my doctor. They gave me gabapentin. They gave me a steroid. Ended up getting an MRI. They identified that I had a bone spur on the left side of my spine, and said, "Well, you know, we're going to continue this medication. We're going to send you to physical therapy, but you know, we're looking at an epidural, which is where they deliver a steroid, I think, directly into that area." And it was at that point, after I jumped through all those hoops, then I went and saw my good personal friend, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., at the Yardley Institute, who looked at me aghast and sat me down. And you have to tell people what you said to me.
Well, I think what we should all understand is that you knew the work I did better than most people.
Right.
And when this hit, it was the most natural response for you to go to the ER and then go right down that line.
Absolutely.
And that's true for all of us out there. It's that much tougher for people that have never been to the Institute, that don't know about what we do. Their journey is probably not too different to yours. And so I was a little surprised that you hadn't got in to see us sooner.
I couldn't.
Physically wasn't able to. And I wanted to be respectful of the decisions that you made with regards to your health. And I said, well, okay, you can keep doing what you're doing. And let me kind of outline where that will go.
Right.
And then maybe there's another choice here, and you might want to pursue that.
So tell them where it would go.
The muscle relaxant, the shot that was a muscle relaxant, is a perfectly, you know, muscle relaxants, painkillers. That's the general approach for low back pain. And then they consider it self-limiting and hope the pain will go away. And if it does, that's fine. But for many of us, that's not true. So what happens after that is then they look at doing shots in the spine itself.
The epidural.
And the interesting thing about this is they're actually injecting a steroid cocktail into the disc itself. And that's an anti-inflammatory, and it lubricates it, and it makes things feel better. Usually the first time that they do that, it'll give significant relief. Although I've seen cases come in, it gave no relief whatsoever, and they abandon that whole direction.
Okay.
But the pain comes back, as you found. And then when it comes back the second time, it gives less relief. And then the third time, usually no relief, and they won't do it after that. Now, you have to ask yourself the question, why will they stop at that point in time? Well, the reason is that steroid cocktail is actually dissolving the collagen.
Yep.
And the collagen is an interlaced network in the disc itself, which gives it strength, you see. So studies have been done on this in Denmark. It's outlawed. They won't let them do these shots. But nevertheless, and the FDA, by the way, has told them to stop doing it about 5 years ago. And I still get about 3 patients a week coming in that have had these shots. So when that finally, the whole condition breaks down further, the next step is back surgery. Back surgery generally overall as a group has about a 30% success rate in the long term. It doesn't mean that it won't give immediate relief, mm-hmm. and it will, and we're just thankful to have that. But then you patient next back surgery 3 to 5 years down the road, and then another back surgery further down the road. So it's not really a great direction. And we see cases come in all the time that are on this journey. So as I outlined for you, that is a direction to go. The cases that we see like this, we have well over an 80% success rate.
Right.
And we don't specifically treat the back. We don't go and put shots in it. We don't even try and adjust it. We're basically dealing with the brain-body connection and empowering the body to heal itself. But there is another aspect to this that we've developed in the last 10 years. And that is that where does this come from? And it comes from the fact that we sit all the time. And with sitting all of the time, there's degeneration in most of our backs in the low back area. And that's where this problem comes from. And there are solutions to it that we have developed at the Institute.
Given the choice between ending up with back surgery, probably, or going with the restoring the brain-body connection and the homework that goes along with that, I chose the brain-body connection, mm-hmm. and I couldn't be happier. Talk about eliminating the problem. It eliminated the problem.
I asked for 2 weeks. How That's fast right. did the pain go for you?
Well, there was an immediate relief, although not gone. And the pain did take, you know, the full, I would say, at least 10 days to completely be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was pretty immediate, the change. And I was doing the homework, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that was the big thing. I did some physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
but that was not oriented. I mean, it was oriented around relieving the pain, but not in the same way that you do it.
Right.
I would go back to you sooner if I could do it again.
I'm glad to hear that. I think that's great.
So don't make the mistake that I made. If you're in pain, don't put it off. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value. It's just $38. You'll prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. But you got to call now. It's a $148 value, now just $38. Call now. During the show, 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. By the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you listening today. Dr. Yardley, we wanted to talk about high blood pressure in this segment. What exactly is considered normal high and low blood pressure? Because I actually have, thanks to my mother's plumbing, I have relatively low blood pressure. I've never had even normal blood pressure. It's been slightly low.
Mm. And see, you know, both high and low blood pressure brings their own problems. High blood pressure carries with it the risk of creating kidney damage or blowing out a vessel or causing a stroke. Whereas low blood pressure can make you feel lethargic. It can cause you to have dizziness. It can create its own problems as well. I generally say, that low blood pressure being in that direction is a little better than the high blood pressure.
It's much better,
actually. Yeah, because it invariably with age and with our diet and what we do, the body tends to start going in the high direction.
Sure.
But when you get your blood pressure measured, you know, what is high blood pressure? What is low? Well, there's two numbers that are measured. One's called the systolic, the other's called diastolic. Now, the systolic, the higher number, you want it to be below 140. If it's 140 to 150, it's considered borderline. Okay. And if it's above 150, it's high. And if it's up around 180, 200 or higher, that's stroke level. That's very dangerous. You don't want it left there. You need to get it put down, but brought back down. So one way or the other. Now, the lower number, the diastolic number, if it's below 90, mm-hmm. it's generally considered safe. 90 to 95 is considered borderline. Anything above 95 is considered high. So when you look at blood pressure, though, a lot of people are kind of led to believe that the lower the blood pressure, the better. And so what happens is you've got someone that's got 139. Mm-hmm. It's not yet 140 to 150. Right. It's below the 140, and a clinician's going to put them on medication to bring it down. And yet, if you take a look at the studies have shown no health benefit to be derived as a result of lowering blood pressure that's within a normal range. So,
really?
That's correct. That's correct. Pretty recent study, actually, in the last couple of years, that study came out.
So when we're talking about the causes of high blood pressure and primarily hypertension, what causes it?
Well, it's interesting because the most common form of blood pressure that's diagnosed is what we call primary hypertension.
Right.
And primary hypertension, there is no known cause. In other words,
just comes out of nowhere?
It doesn't. But
that's a leading question.
Yeah, it doesn't. But there's always, for every effect, there's a cause.
Okay.
It's a principle in life.
Sure.
For every cause, effect, there is a cause. But medically, that cause is not known. Primary hypertension has no known cause. So what do you do with it? Well, you contain it. You contain it by putting a person on medication. What does that do? It protects them from damaging the kidneys. It protects from a potential stroke. And those are very well-intended outcomes.
But wait a minute. There are side effects, aren't there, to hypertension? Medicine usually?
Sure. You can have, it can bring out problems such as sexual dysfunction, fatigue, reduced energy levels. There are a number of.
Is that irregular heartbeat? Have I heard that too?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, irregular heartbeat's another thing that can come about as a result of the medication. So the thing about it is that there was a study actually done. It was published back in, I believe it was April of 2007, in the most prestigious journal on hypertension on the planet. And it's called the Journal of Human Hypertension. And in this particular study, they took 50 people. And they all had high blood pressure. They were all taken off the medication. It was actually monitored by the University of Chicago Medical School, team of medical physicians. And then 25 of the 50 received a very specific correction to correct the brain-body connection. The other 25 thought they got it. It was a sham adjustment. They thought that they had had it done, but they really hadn't.
The 25 that got the real deal, mm-hmm. did they get the Yardley-style real deal?
Exactly. It's exactly what we did.
Did you do it?
I did not do it.
Okay.
Yeah, one of our certified instructors, he's actually 91, was part of the study, and it was in Chicago. And anyhow, so the thing, they all thought they got the same thing,
okay.
you see, but they were monitored for the next 8 weeks.
Tell me about the results.
The 25 that got the correct adjustment, their blood pressure dropped the equivalent of taking not one, but two hypertensive medications.
Okay, now let's wait. We need to repeat that
yes.
for those that missed it. So of the 25 in this study that got the correct Dr. Yardley-style correction,
mm-hmm.
Their blood pressure became normal.
Yes. It reduced the equivalent of one or two hypertensive medications.
Well, how about the group that thought they got the Yardley treatment?
No change whatsoever.
That's a pretty significant study.
Yes. And what was not published is they then went back to the 25 that didn't get the adjustment mm-hmm. and gave them the chance to come in and get the real adjustment. Their blood pressure dropped the same way.
You're grinning at me here.
Yeah.
You don't usually get so pleased about it.
This is exciting.
Well, how does this work? Yeah, we've got about a minute here. Explain how it is that correcting the brain and body connection can have that kind of a dramatic impact on hypertension.
Within the brain-body connection, there are centers that control our blood pressure, the rate of our heart beating, breathing in the lungs, acidity levels in the stomach, even the production of cholesterol by the liver. And this area is so incredibly delicate that it's susceptible to even minute changes mechanically, things that people wouldn't even know about, things that don't even show up on regular X-ray.
This is the kind of stuff when people, when you do the correction, they say, well, he didn't do anything.
That's exactly right. But their bodies begin to change.
It's amazing. And how consistent do you see this kind of change in your practice? Do you see a lot of people have their blood pressure corrected by your correction?
Well, we don't actually accept people for treatment of blood pressure problems.
Yes.
We do treat people that have a compromised brain-body connection. And many of them that have had blood pressure problems, it does normalize.
Amazing. All right. Perhaps you're wondering and listening to this, you're saying, well, I've got high blood pressure, or you maybe have some other aches and pains, some other issues that you haven't dealt with. Maybe you're wondering if you are, in fact, a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. We can make that, we can get that question answered pretty easily.
Yes.
All you have to do is call right now. Now, I'm going to offer you a deal. $148 usually if you call the Yardley Institute and set up the first evaluation. How would you like to do it for $38? If that sounds good to you, here's what you need. You need your credit card. You need to call this number right now, 866-704-1047. They're not going to skimp here. You're still going to put them through the tests?
Full battery of tests.
They're looking for metrics by which they can decide whether or not you're a candidate for care. So it's 866-704-1047. Call right now. Usually $148. You save $110. $38 if you call and set that up right now during the show. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that now they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice, and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Here we are. We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk with one of your patients. This one comes from my hometown, Bremerton, and I actually went to school with one of her sons. And this is a unique case because she came to you with a diagnosis of Parkinson's. And this is a really fascinating story. So let's talk to her. Judy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear you again.
So, Judy, you have quite the story for me. I understand that you got a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Please tell us that story. What happened with that?
Well, I was told by my primary care physician that he thought I had it, and he asked if I would see a neurologist. And the symptoms I had when I saw the neurologist were gait of walking with shuffling of a Parkinson's patient. And I had that blank stare in my face. My balance is bad. My voice is soft. My hand was weak, and I had a tremor. I had trouble getting out of chairs, and my handwriting was atrocious. I was slow in thinking.
Yeah, now this started after you had a hip replacement. Is that correct?
Yes. I had 2 years, well, it'll be 3 years in June that I had the hip replaced. My right one.
So what did they offer you in terms of dealing with this? What treatment did they offer? How could they help you?
The neurologist said you should go on the drug Sinemet. And that will help weaken some of these symptoms.
But it wasn't going to stop the condition. The condition was going to continue to advance.
Correct.
Did you do all the medications, or did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
No, I heard that on the radio, and that's when I decided to call up for an appointment. I said, this lady can be relieved that much by having his treatment. It's worth a try because it's a downhill slide with Parkinson's.
So you went to Dr. Yardley's office. What was your first visit like?
Oh, it was doing testing they had to do to see if I qualify as a patient.
And you did. You qualified for care. What was?
I qualified for a patient. There was hope in the horizon.
And when Lee started did his first treatment with you, what was that like? Did you find that he kind of jumped up and down on your back and it was very invasive and painful or what?
No, in fact, and it was very gentle. I've been to chiropractors before. I've never had one like this. It's just very gentle, working on the cervical neck.
So did you find that there was immediate relief, or did it take a while for there to be some kind of change, or what kind of change did you see?
About a month after the first treatment, when they asked you, now, how's this? And you think, oh my goodness, how much changed?
Yeah, it was at that point you realized things were improving, even though you may not have been aware of it. You started realizing things were changing.
Yes, and slowly people were watching me change from that blank stare to a face of expression again.
Isn't that neat? Yes.
So
eventually you went back to see your neurologist. Is that right? Or your doctor? Was that your primary care?
Yeah, I had an appointment, the third appointment with him on February 25th, and that's when he said, you don't even look like you have Parkinson's.
Wow.
I said, what did I look like when I came to see you? So he told me exactly what I looked like, which I described to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just clarify, Judy, so that for the listeners. So you had this shuffling walk, a problem with your gait. Is that gone?
Yes.
And you had trouble sleeping. How's that?
Majority of the time, it's much better.
Now, you had this kind of blank face look that we associate with Parkinson's. Did that change?
That's gone.
Completely.
People notice that. They make statements, oh, your face doesn't, you don't look like you have Parkinson's.
Your voice sounds fine to me. How's your handwriting these days? Are you still dealing with
that? Oh, I can write now.
Which is
lovely.
Are you having hand tremors anymore?
A little bit in the morning.
And that's an improvement over what it was. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were also walking bent over, weren't you?
Oh, I was.
Yes. And
it was like folding up at the middle.
That's right. You were looking old before your time, but not anymore, right?
Right. Your treatments have been fantastic.
Judy, I have to ask you, if somebody came to you and said, you know, I've been thinking about this Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., what would you say to him? Would you go see him?
I've been out recruiting people, telling you've got to go see Dr. Yardley, and seeking out people to go see him that I know that have Parkinson's. I've got another character that I would like, not character, but person I would like to talk to. He's going to be a hard one to convince, but if he gets there to see Dr. Yardley, it will be quite a...
I like the term character. That sounded good.
So, Judy, it sounds like you had just a life-changing experience with Dr. Yardley. Has there been a difference in your life with all these symptoms going away?
Oh, well, yes. I've got control of my body again, which I was losing.
Yeah, the few children and probably quite a few grandchildren. Are you able to spend some quality time with them now and play with them a bit?
Well, yes, much better. The kids have been very supportive.
Well, congratulations. Judy, thanks for making the time to chat with us.
Yeah, Judy, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure taking care of you, and I look forward to seeing you in the office.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
For being where you are and who you are.
It's my pleasure. Believe me, it's my privilege.
Man, I am telling you, Dr. Yardley, Judy's story is just one of the most fascinating ones we've heard in the entire time of doing this show. Certainly you're not going to tell all of us that you can cure Parkinson's disease.
Not at all. But it does not mean that if someone has a condition such as that, that there cannot be a significant improvement in the quality of life.
And all with realigning the body and the brain.
Yeah, tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself.
It's so intriguing, the impact that what you do at the Yardley Institute can have on somebody's life. Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you find yourself quite intrigued also. Great. But what you want to do is you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, we always make this worth your while during the show. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment. You're going to use your credit card. It's just $38. Now, that is the initial consult and all the non-invasive tests. And the testing, by the way, it's a series of metrics that they use at the Yardley Institute to determine if, in fact, they can help you. It is a $148 value, but you'll get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show. The number again, 866-704-1047. Why don't you call right now during the show? Make that appointment with Dr. Yardley. Find out if you're a candidate for care. There is no reason for you to continue to live with your pain. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's okay. Correct.
So she comes in, she goes through the battery, she gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings. Of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute, mm-hmm. Who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is she
the guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
I to this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism. But obviously, he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary.
It is.
Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues. And at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes. And his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in his quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and the most, because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah, neck was 80% better, acid reflux 90% better, sinuses 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there's permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this. And then down the road, after you, you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out, patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, and we know a lot of people like to go check that out. YARDLEY institute.org. But they have a phone number, of course, 866-704-1047. And if you want to call and make an appointment, that's the number you call. Now, listen, now's a great time to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., because if you call right now during the show, you're going to receive a $148 value for just $38. It's a deal. And they get to meet with you, right?
That's correct.
And they get the tests?
They do.
The battery?
The full battery of tests. Okay. And that's included in the 38.
Okay, that's a great thing. Like I say, what you have to do is call now to get that deal. Okay, $148 value for $38. Use your credit card. Here's the number again.
866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around, realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain. I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I was sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know? I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, tell me about Frank Fulmer, one of your patients.
Frank was originally sent to me by a fellow New Zealander, a native Maori of New Zealand. His name is Kahu. And Frank was dealing primarily with low back issues. Frank himself is an Alaskan Indian and a sculptor by profession.
Frank Fulmer, welcome to the show.
Tell
us what your condition was that led you to go see Dr. Yardley.
Well, I had herniated a disc in my lower back, L5-S1. And I herniated it 3 years earlier, in the year 2000. So I saw Dr. Yardley in 2003, so I was already in desperate shape.
Now, when you say desperate shape, what does that mean to you, Frank? I mean, were you in pain all the time? What was your what limitations were there in your life?
Well, I was at that time, I was pretty much bedridden. I had gone through a great deal of pain and trauma and sleep deprivation. And I found out about Dr. Yardley through a Maori friend of mine. And so, yeah, I was...
You were in bad shape.
Very, very, very bad shape. I was very desperate.
Now, Frank, you're an artist. My understanding is you're a woodcarver. Had you been able to pursue your art and do your continue your career in spite of this terrible pain?
I was able to do a little here and a little there, but because of the limitations of the pain and suffering, I could only sit or stand. So I just only was able to do a little here and a little there.
All right. So your Maori friend told you about Dr. Yardley. You went to see him.
Yes.
And tell us what your experience there was like.
Well, when I first saw Dr. Yardley and he did the workup on me in our first consultation there, he told me, he said, Frank, I don't know why you're alive, and or you should be dead or you should be paralyzed because of the spinal cord was so severely pinched. Now, I went ahead and did the first treatment, and the very first treatment, I was astonished because I felt the flow of energy flow up my neck, into the back, up into my skull. And for that whole day, I felt this hot and cold action going on top of my head, just like, you know, if you get sore muscles and you take liniment and you rub it into your skin, you feel that hot, cold action?
Yeah.
That's what was going on.
Wow.
And I was stumbling around because I didn't realize one leg was shorter than the other one, so I had to learn to re-walk again.
Yeah. And after a number of treatments, where did you find yourself, Frank?
Well, here's what's complicated. I had herniated a disc in the base of my neck back in 1979, 32 years ago.
Okay.
So my whole upper back was all frozen out of place. So what had happened was that once I started going through the treatments, the whole back started becoming unfrozen. I had seen other chiropractors over the decades, and they could never manipulate the vertebras between my shoulder blades to get them correct. But through Yardley, that all disappeared. I even went in to see my doctor to get Novocaine and B12 shots in trigger points across my back because it was all knotted up hard as a rock. And with Yardley, that cleared all that up. And then I had a major crisis here last September that worked out the last kink in my lower back, and since then, the fatigue problem I had because of the poisoning from dynamite 33 years ago cleared up, and I've got new energy that's been flowing through the body.
I bet that's it had a huge impact on your art.
Well, I'm able to do, my mind is so much clearer because I'm not caught up in this fog bank of pain, suffering, and trauma, sleep deprivation, and then all the painkillers I've had on top of it.
Sure.
So my life has just totally changed. I'm still astonished at the clarity of mind and the abundance of energy that I have that you normal people take for granted. I'm just still in awe of the whole change that's happened since now my whole spinal cord is working properly, my body's able to function properly, and the health is optimizing, and it just dramatic changes that are happening now.
Yeah.
But it took 7 years.
Dr. Yardley?
That's what I was just going to say, Frank. You know, this has been a process for you over the past 7 years.
Yes. It wasn't an event like I wanted it to be.
That's right. So true for most of us, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, but iterate.
It sounds wonderful. Frank, thank you for making time to come on with us. That's a real stirring story that you just shared with us.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Dr. Yardley, that is an amazing story.
It is. And Frank is a phenomenal person.
And an artist. His life has turned completely around.
That's exactly true.
You know, if you're having the kind of pain that Frank has had, or you have other conditions, you probably want to contact the Yardley Institute. They do have a website. It's a great website, yardleyinstitute.org. But the smart thing to do is to call us right now at 866-704-1047, because we have a special deal for you. For your very own personal appointment at the Yardley Institute, you can receive a series of painless, they're non-invasive tests. And what they do is they tell Dr. Yardley whether or not you can be helped. And it's inexpensive. It's $38 now. That's usually a $148 value, so you're saving $110 by calling right now. Here's the number again, 866-704-1047. So if you've been thinking about this, if you've been listening and you're going, oh, I mean, that sounds like maybe something I want to try, then give them a call. Save yourself $110. The number is 866-704-1047. And I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but this is important stuff. I mean, we're talking about alleviating pain that may have been with you for a very long time. Now, if that sounds great to you, you want to give them a call at the Yardley Institute. You want to call during the show to get the special deal. $38 for that first appointment if you call during the show, 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Yeah. I don't even know how to describe it.
Find enough Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back with Dr. Yardley. Dr. Yardley, we've talked before about trigeminal neuralgia, and it appears to be a much more commonplace than I was aware that it was. It's called the suicide disease, sometimes called TN. Tell us a little bit about it, because you see it a good deal, don't you?
Yeah, it's a neurological condition. The word neuralgia actually just means an abnormal condition of nerves. But what it's addressing is one of the cranial nerves, the trigeminal nerve. And it's called the trigeminal nerve because it has three branches. But what happens is this nerve starts developing problems that results in spiking pain. And this is, it can be unrelenting. It places a person in living hell. And
on their face, on their head?
On their face, yes. It can affect one side. It can affect the other side. It can just affect one root. It can affect two or even three of the roots. And there have been many procedures developed for it, none of them solving them, all a containment approach, because there's really no known cause for it, and it's very difficult to craft a solution for a problem that you can't define well.
Now, we need to be clear, and we do this periodically on the show. You don't cure trigeminal neuralgia.
No, that's not what we do.
In fact, you don't cure anything, do you?
Not at all. Not at all.
So explain to the person who's just tuned in for the first time, Dr. Yardley, what it is you do then.
Okay, so we deal with the brain-body connection. We work on the concept that the body is self-healing and self-regulating. It needs no help, just no interference.
Now, so by that you mean the body can heal itself?
It does so. With cuts, it creates babies. It heals ulcers. Yes, the body is self-healing.
Okay, so when you say we don't cure trigeminal neuralgia, but our procedure helps with it, what do you mean by that?
What we mean is that if a person's got a compromised brain-body connection, our area of expertise and what we do is we correct that, which puts the body back in contact with itself so it can begin to heal in places it wasn't healing before. And so this has resulted over the years in a whole string of people that we've seen with this condition, trigeminal neuralgia, this suicide disease, that have reported wonderful changes as a result of getting this problem corrected.
So you're essentially, if I can put this in plain language, you're helping the body get out of the way of itself.
That's
in
correct.
Order to heal.
Yeah, usually the compromised brain-body connection has occurred at some point in a person's life as a result of some kind of trauma. It might be forceps used in the delivery process.
Really?
It might be falls.
That early?
Oh, it can start right at birth, yes.
Okay.
It might be, you know, falls in playing rugby. Heaven forbid a person walks into a boxing ring. Yeah. You know, any of these things. Auto accidents, one of the most common places.
Very common, I would assume.
Yes. And so, you know, a number of years ago, back in 2007, I had this lady come and see me. She had this condition. She had trigeminal neuralgia.
How long had she had it for?
She had it for a good 10 years.
Oh, my, I can't imagine that. Daily facial pain that was never ending?
Sometimes initially it comes and it goes.
Okay.
And then with time, if it worsens, which it often does, then it can become unrelenting.
Okay.
And her and her husband had retired and they had one of these big, large RV vehicles and they traveled around the country in their retirement. She'd heard about the work we did at the Institute, and so they decided that they would come up and spend the winter in Seattle at the Institute to see if perhaps they could be helped with this problem.
Okay. And so she'd had this for a while. She was still living her life, but her life simply had constant pain.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
So what happened?
Well, you may remember 2007 was the winter from hell. This was not the winter to spend in Seattle. So she right at the beginning of her care, I explained to her how one of the phenomenons of natural healing and what we do is you can briefly re-experience previous health problems.
Okay.
And usually it's not debilitating, not terribly painful, could last a day, maybe two, and then it passes. But I warn every practice member that this is a possibility. So when I explained it to her, she got this look of horror on her face.
Why?
And she said, you know, 6 months ago, I came down with shingles.
Oh.
Are you telling me I could go back through that again? And, you know, I got really sheepish because I've had that happen before.
Okay.
And so I explained to her that she would not be the first one if that happened.
You owned it.
Yes.
Okay.
But,
what happened?
Well, she was a brave lady and she opted to continue anyway.
Did she get shingles back?
She went all the way through to March, April of the following year. And her and her husband were loading up the RV vehicle and they were heading on out. She dropped by and she dropped off this beautiful thank you card. And in the thank you card, it said, Dr. Yardley and staff, thank you so much for the help I've got. In fact, I got help with this and that I hadn't expected. And she signed off at the bottom. And then she put P.S. Dr. Yardley, I forgive you for the shingles.
Oh.
It did come back. But only for a day.
She traded a brief relapse of shingles for elimination of ongoing awful facial pain.
Plus one horrendous winter in Seattle.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yes.
There's a price for everything. Is this kind of experience relatively common with your practice, Dr. Yardley? Do you find that by realigning the spine and the cranium, that quite often trigeminal neuralgia does dissipate or completely vanish?
Quite often. Many times, not always.
Okay.
But many times. usually people experience other profound changes in the health picture as well. That's usually their primary focus because that's why they're there. But usually the people that have this are generally 50 plus age-wise.
Okay.
And sometimes very athletic. One of the ladies I took care of with it, she had competed in the Wimbledon in tennis.
Really?
Yeah, she was a coach now. But you don't get to compete in the Wimbledon unless you're really good.
Wow.
And most of them experience significant help with regards to it.
If any of this resonates for you, if this sounds like maybe your situation, why not contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for the procedure? You can go to the website. It's yardleyinstitute.org. Lovely website. But, you know, why not save yourself some money at the same time? If you call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. First visit is usually $148, but special value with your prepayment this morning, it's $38. And Dr. Yardley, you don't just say, hi, how are you? You actually do some testing on people.
We take a full history. We meet the person, and then we do a series of tests. Non-invasive.
Okay. So find out if you're a candidate for the Yardley Institute and what they do. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it, it's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery, when they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre? But makes sense, given the brain-body connection, so did my sinuses and depression. Yep, all the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047, 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.